Okay, so tell me your name and where you're from.
I'm Vicki Goodwin, and I'm from Douglas, Wyoming.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. Any interesting stories that you have about Wyoming?
Well, I was born in Casper, and my dad worked the oil field or the energy industry, so we moved around quite a bit when I was a kid, but I always wound up back in Casper. And then I met my husband in Casper, and we went to Laramie for school and moved to Cheyenne and wound up back in Casper and then moved to Douglas about 33, 34 years ago.
What was it in particular that drew you to Douglas?
It was a house. My husband worked at Dave Johnson Power Plant, and we lived in Casper at the time. We were just looking at houses, so we stopped and saw a house in Casper that I really liked, and I thought it was just really neat, but it was way out of our price range because Casper was booming at that time. And the realtor visited with a little bit and found out that my husband worked at the power plant, and he said, well, what about something in Douglas? And, well, we had never thought about it, but we came over and looked at the house and fell in love with it. It was in our price range, and we wound up buying it and moving to Douglas.
So Douglas is, of course, home of the State Fair. So
right.
Have you been a kind of a regular here at the State Fair? Or?
Off and on.
Yeah.
I don't really work at the State Fair. I've done parade floats, and here this year I'm volunteering helping children decorate their State Fair hats.
Do you have any special memories about the State Fair? Anything?
No. not really.
Well, how about life here in Douglas in general? I mean, what is it that you like most about Douglas?
I like the small town. I like that even if you don't know someone personally, you're kind of acquainted with them. And people here really seem to care about other people. When someone's sick, folks chip in and help out. If, you know, there's some kind of an emergency, people are there to help and do things and search the river, help somebody rebuild, help somebody clean up, whatever it takes. So it's a nice town. We like the schools. Our kids went all the way through school here. It's just generally a nice town.
So you grew up here in Wyoming?
I did.
Tell me a little bit about growing up here in Wyoming.
I was a member of the Casper Troopers back when they were just not first getting started, but fairly new. So I was in the Color Guard, marched, and I think that was when I began to realize how small Wyoming was when we traveled to all these places. And, I mean, that was a tremendous experience for me, traveling with the Casper Troopers, German Bugle Corps, and going to New York City and all the places that we got to go there. I've always had the opportunity to live up by in Cody, up by Yellowstone, and my mother wasn't always an advocate of see Wyoming first, so the chances to go up there, cook breakfast up in the Shoshone National Forest, we'd get up early and take everything and go cook breakfast over a campfire. So that was always something that was really fun to do because we didn't have a lot of money. I never thought of ourselves as poor. We just didn't have a lot of money to do a lot of things. So we did a lot of stuff out hiking and camping and fishing and hunting and that kind of stuff. And then as I got older, of course, part of that translated into caring about our environment and taking care of it. So I've gotten involved in politics, worked for the Powder River Basin Resource Council, did a lot of things to try and balance out the energy industry, which frankly supported me from the time I was born until now, with our hope to keep this a clean and beautiful state.
What was it that kept you here in Wyoming?
I think it was like a rubber band thing. that sounds really funny. My husband went to aircraft mechanic school in Cheyenne, and when he graduated, he had literally applied all over the world. And Boeing had just laid off all their aircraft mechanics, and so there wasn't any jobs except in Casper, Wyoming, where somebody knew him. He'd gotten out of the Air Force, went to school. And anyway, so we wound up back in Casper, basically because that's where the jobs were. So that was part of it, I think. And also just my mother always told me that it was the best state in the world. My mother's story was that when the Great Spirit was finished building the world, she looked down and there was this little square left. So she threw in all her leftovers because she was tired and she was making a stew and it just sounded like a good mix. So she threw it all together and that made Wyoming. So everything that's anywhere else is here too.
Do you have any other stories to share about your life here in Wyoming? Anything that you might pass on to future generations?
I guess there's a lot of things just went through my mind when you said that. It is one of the best kept secrets, and it is a beautiful place, and I think we still have to work at keeping it that way. And it's a challenge sometimes, because when I grew up, and my husband actually proposed to me up on Casper Mountain Road, and you could look out, and that was 44 years ago, but you can look out and you could see forever. You could see the bighorns, and now you don't see as much, but you forget, because you know, you go up there and it just fades a little bit because we're getting more dust and particulates and that kind of stuff in the air. So I think it's really important that we try to really watch and take care of our state, because nobody else is going to do that for us. The only time that I have ever been stuck in Wyoming due to bad roads or whatever is the places where there's absolutely no cell phone service. If I have a flat tire, there is no cell phone service in Wyoming at that spot. So I learned to change my own tires.
I know that of which you speak well.
Just another thing about helping people. When we were going to school in Laramie, we had one of those snowstorms that closed everything up and nobody could get out. And all the neighbors were helping each other dig out. We lived in a trailer court there. Everybody's digging their way out. The electricity went off, but we still had gas. So the neighbors, they had we both had like 2 or 3 week old babies. And we brought them over and turned on the oven, the gas oven, and had the babies in little boxes there close to the oven so that we could keep them warm because it was so cold. But we were helping each other out. You know, it was how we worked together to take care of each other. So it truly is a small town with very long streets. And as I drove to pick up my granddaughter the other day, I thought about how long those streets get sometimes, but how beautiful. I mean, the colors of the day, the time of day, the colors change. The prairie takes on a slightly different hue. So it is just a really, you have to see it in all times of day, and you have to just travel it and look. We just returned from Nova Scotia, and we were looking and thinking that if you walked into the trees, there's no landmarks. Here, we're very used to landmarks, and we're also used to coming out of the trees and not too far and being able to see where you're at and where you're headed. It reminds me of another story. When I was first married, my husband and I went hunting with my dad out west of Casper, out in the Waltman area. He knew a rancher out there, so we went hunting. We were just married and, of course, needed the meat. So we're out there hunting, and we leave the pickup, and we start walking, and we're walking down in the sage trying to flush the deer. And we walk for quite a ways, and then we're coming back. And my dad said, "No, this is the wrong way. We shouldn't go this way." My husband and I both thought, well, yeah, we should. But, you know, I mean, he's 45 and we're 20. And so we're thinking, okay, we'll follow him, which led to a very long, day-long hike, and where we wound up finally at an electrical substation outside of Waltman. And somebody driving along picked us up and took us back to the ranch, where, of course, they had no electricity. And this was way before internet or any of that kind of stuff, as cell phones. So there was no electricity. So we couldn't let my mom know what had happened to us or where we were or whatever. But she said she figured we'd work it out and somebody would either call her or they wouldn't. I've traveled a lot of places, and I've been to Iraq. I've been to El Salvador. I've been to lots of beautiful cities that I love and I'd go back to, but only for about 3 days, because this is home. This is where I want to be.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come out here and share your stories with us today.
You're welcome. It was fun.